next. Oh, forgive me. And the pranks. The pranks. My pal Jess Stoney with that fuzz pedal, just and a whole lot of kick rocking, joyous sass. He can really shred. Good band. And anyways, so they're playing at the Knockout on the 30th Saturday. So if you are in San Francisco, I better see you there or I won't talk to you ever again. Kidding. Next we've got Sheena Is. No, actually, I'm serious. We're done. That's, you got to draw the line somewhere. I don't know what you guys look like. So, Jesus. We're all a little incognito and there's something very distracting happening over there, but I'm gonna spare y'all my ADHD or midlife something or other. I'm gonna get at Sheena Is, a punk rocker, not from the Ramones though, from Shonen Knife, who also have some really fucking great songs about things like rubber bands and all you can eat buffet. But I'm not playing that right now. Right now I'm playing Sheena Is. A fucking punk rocker. So get with it. Get with it and go. You guys, we don't have signs of life once again from this table. I got one of the tables going in and out. The table's going in and out. Yeah. Well, what the fuck? Oh, you guys, I didn't press the right button. Oh, no. Oh, guys. See, a bitch gets a little distracted. It happens to the best of us. And it's pretty low risk for me to push the wrong button. So I do have a good excuse, and it has to do with a local company and cheese, which, I mean, that ticks some important boxes, right? They're out at the farmer's market. There's this, like, really great, this really great vendor, Pacheco Farms. Is that what it's called, right? Pacheco Farms, and they make this herby cheese, this like herby curds. They're like cheese curds, you know. I'm from Minnesota, and like cheese curds were a really big thing up there. They'd have like deep fried cheese curds at the Minnesota State Fair. Was a real great part of my childhood. Although I will say, like, as a grown ass woman, when I go back and I try to eat that, I feel like I'm gonna die. But it's, you know, I'm not as tough as I used to be, maybe. No, I think in some ways I might be a little tougher. But you guys can decide about that. It's Hag Riot Happy Hour, Radio Valencia. We're just kind of following the impulses willy-nilly. And then I have Kim Gordon on the decks over here. That was just Road to Nowhere with Talking Heads, of course. A good remaster from 2003 from a track from, I want to say, 20 years prior. No, I'm sorry. Yes, 20 years prior. And Sheena is a punk rocker by Shonen Knife, rad Japanese punk chick punk band. And so I'm going to throw some Greenhorns on the decks as well. So let's just cue that shit up. I'm going to cue it up. Hag Riot Happy Hour here, Radio Valencia. Just doing whatever we please. And I hope you're doing whatever you please in a way that scratches some kind of fabulous itch in your world. And as we're creeping up on a weekend here, this week went by fast, and because it was shorter, but it was a little crazy. As we're creeping up on the weekend here, there's some really good stuff coming up. We're edging into summer. Wahoo! So first, let's get out some Good Times by the Greenhorns, and then we'll get over to the Ducks. I'm going to figure out if I have an issue with the table here, if it's just an issue of pressing the wrong button. I am using a few more devices today than usual, since I fractured my second metacarpal, and, you know, just trying to bring in some different media so I don't fuck my hand up worse. So, and it's working, guys. It is working. Oh, my God. Okay. Good Times, the Greenhorns, Hag Riot Happy Hour, Radio Valencia, you rock. Thanks for being here. Here we go. By Kim Gordon from her record The Collective, just because of you know, personal problems like table issues, so so we're gonna get at, we're gonna start a new track here. I Don't Miss My Mind, Kim Gordon, The Collective. Let's go. God. Okay, that was really satisfying for me. So let's just break that down. Yes, Hag Riot Happy Hour at Radio Valencia. And this hag is riding and happy in this hour. That song by The Government, my pal Ian, shredding on guitar with his wild pals, Bay Area Punk, Future Shock from The Government. Okay, Future Shock, I love that. The future, what's so cool about the future anyways, right? I mean, geez, man, it could be cool, but I mean, the future comes out of the present, right? Holy fucking moly, like, what's this obsession with running away from ourselves? I think we're going to get away from our problems. All right, that's enough. That's enough nihilism from me. But really, it's just reality. I mean, and I guess if you live in San Francisco, you're encountering all the time this strange. Oh, strange is a euphemism, but an incredible kind of contrast and tension and contradiction and a pressure. This pressure of tension between. I mean, I guess it's. I feel like it's like a tale of two cities. You know, you've got robot cars. You know, driving by people collapse, suffering on the ground. I think our priorities are a little jacked up, you know. And actually, there was an article that came out today in the New York Times that I might reference here in a little bit because it ties into that. But it's about you know, so like some tech workers are I don't want to paraphrase it wrong, like trying to race to position themselves in the next few years so they're a part of the upper class when everything falls apart. And I mean, I just there's so much wrong with that. The idea that we don't have other choices is batshit. And as an artist, you know, I know what it's like to have your industry compromised and the economics fucked up by an obsession with scaling and progress and all of this. And an idea of progress that doesn't factor in that there is enough to go around if some folks don't take more than they need, you know. But that song by The Government, Future Shock, that is titled after a book called Future Shock that is pretty great. Talked about it with, I think my father first loaned it to me. Thanks, Dad. That was a good one. I think he has like an original print of it. It's a 1970 book. And here, I'll just give you a little summary here because you should go read this. Future Shock is a 1970 book by American futurist Alvin Toffler, written together with his wife Adelaide Farrell. Okay, so the book is by Adelaide Farrell and Alvin Toffler. Let's just correct that right now. BS. Not sure if you're aware of how many of our classic books were written by men whose wives helped them with it. You know, but you don't see their names on the thing. And we learn this years later. All of a sudden, this... Okay, but that's... Oh, that shit really gets the hogs blood boiling. But, okay, so this is news to me that Adelaide Farrell, Alvin Toffler's wife, worked on the book together. So this is good. Okay, but now we know. So correcting that, Future Shock, a 1970 book in which the authors define the term future shock as a certain psychological state of individuals and entire societies and a personal perception of too much change in too short a period of time. Well, that lands, right? Thanks to the punk band, The Government, for reminding us of some valuable literature that called this a very long time ago. And there's more to that, but I'm bordering on being a real downer here, and that is not my intention. But we got to give it to each other straight here. We don't help ourselves out when we just try to sweep shit under the rug, and you know, we can't run away from things forever. Am I right? That's right. But that's not what I'm here for. I'm here for some good music. Well, I am here for that. We played punk that's like talent like it is. So we had the Good Times. We had Good Times by the Greenhorns, which I love. Future Shock, The Government, had some of the Pranks. And we had a really rad track from Kim Gordon off of her record called The Collective. It's really great. Highly recommend it. Check it out. On that note, un momento. We're going to... We're going to skip on over to Paquito Mas, a little more of Brian Eno and David Byrne. Oh, there they are. It's going to be okay, guys. They're gonna help us shimmy on over to a little bit more of the Pranks. All right? Ooh, yeah. Right, happy hour. Radio Valencia. Always good.
Say something.
Tooting my own horn a little here. things are so remixed. I don't really know. I got this record from my friend, and I realized that I'm on it. And but you wouldn't know because my name's not on it. So that's kind of weird, right? But also I don't give my name on here. I'm a little incognito. I'm a little undercover. I guess I also am on the Conceptualizer record, in which I am. it's kind of part of their concept. So it's a bit of a rolling. I mean, it is actually kind of a fun little exercise to listen to the recordings, which I'm quite fond of this one. Every time you go on jam and play, then it gets recorded. And then it is created into a sample that's looped back into future performances, etc. So, Conceptualizer is Don Porcella and Patrick D'Antano and a whole mystery gaggle of people that I really like this, what the name they gave to the mystery ensemble. This record is really cool, BT Dubs. The record is Dimensional. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, the name of Don Porcella, Patrick D'Antino. Sorry, Patrick D'Antino, Paul Dawson, and then DHS, which is stands for Dimensional Holophonic Sound, live DJ mix of various artists. So that is Emmett Potter and Kristen Bauer of 8-Bit Hex, and some gal Catherine that we made music with once. And anyways, but this is Patrick and Don's project. And so and I'm really fond of this record. And it's their own pressing, their own a new record label, Gummy Records. and this is a live recording, but this album is called This Is an Experimental Record, and on the cover is these women with in front of beakers. They look like kind of like flight attendants or mod secretaries, but they're AI. They're not real. So and it's funny how they do this. I'm quite fond. It's a great record, and I'm honored to be a part of it. Listen to them cook, fucking tearing it up. Tear it up, guys. After this, we're gonna skip on over to some switched on Bach, some Moog synthesizer Bach. So stick around, I write it at the hour. Synthesizer version of Bach mixed with conceptualizer. Now Bach is a part of the dimensional holophonic sound. Well, would y'all look at that? You know, I was gonna to put on some Led Zeppelin, but I don't think I'm gonna. I think I'm gonna not, guys. I think we're gonna roll it back to something from some wild days when I was just a young, crazy hag, long before I knew what the world was really about. And little did she know that one day, there would be a plan. Oh, yes. There would be a plan, and all would be saved, and Built to Spill will tell you all about it.
We'll be right back.
record. That was Spinning Away from Brian Eno and John Cale. And I don't know if you noticed, but I did a Brian Eno David Byrne song, and then Talking Heads David Byrne, and then I did a Brian Eno John Cale, and not John Cale, but I made a little John Cage joke about when I pressed the wrong buttons, but I blamed it on the Valley of the Dolls. And I don't think that's the first time, and it won't be the last time that that some women are scapegoated. But I hate to be the one doing it, but you know, it is fiction. It is fiction. And some things are stranger than fiction. But you know what's even better than fiction or whatever else is Velvet Fucking Underground. You're listening to Hag Right Happy Hour at Radio Valencia, where I'm about 9 minutes away from tapping out and heading off into this gorgeous sunshine outside that I see. The sun really came out this afternoon. Well, hallelujah. Okay. Hopefully that's a good omen for something. But until then, we're going to listen to, I have a Velvet Underground record here. And shout out to my youngest youngster, Artemis, for getting me that Spinning Away album. Thanks, kiddo. Really well chosen. Made my heart happy. Y'all made the hag heart happy. And my eldest hag progeny, Lil's, favorite Velvet Underground song is Venus and Furs. And so that's what I'm playing next. And lucky you that my kids have such good fucking taste. Lucky me as well. But that's enough of that. And so we're going to get out a little Velvet Underground, and then we'll chase that with a good vinyl witch original self-titled repressing from 1976. Fuck, I love witch, you guys. I got this record at Stranded. Go to Stranded Records on Valencia. And also listen to James Wavy. I have James Wavy's record. And James Wavy works over at Stranded Records, and I'm going to be playing that here pretty soon. But James Wavy is playing at Fort Mason at a Juneteenth event put on by the Stern Grove Festival folks, which, speaking of, it's about that time. And guess what? I won 2 tickets in the lottery for Stern Grove to see Peter Cat Recording Company. And then my man won 2 tickets for Bomba Estéreo, which is playing right after that. And then nobody won tickets to Japanese Breakfast. So if you want to kiss my ass, this is the way to do it. This is the way to do it. Anybody? Go in. You have been warned that there will not be a second chance. But that's okay. It's going to be okay. And this is how. Venus and Furs. Hag Right Happy Hour, Radio Valencia. Fucking around, fucking shit up, but always an ally. And go.
Servant on Strike, dear mistress, and cure his heart.